Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Joining us right now, a Princeton football alumnus and a co-host of Good Morning Football on the NFL Network, and he's got a show that debuts on Friday on the NFL Network, which we're going to talk about here in just a second. He also is a much more formidable branch of the Jim Rome tree than I am. I just won a few smack-offs. This guy produced for Jim Rome for a number of years. Kyle Brandt joining us right now on the Triple Threat on Sports Radio 610. Kyle, how are you?
But, Shawnee, that's a hell of a branch, man. I mean, that's a colorful, memorable branch. I don't know if mine's bigger or whatever, but yours is cooler in a lot of ways. I'm telling you, the Cablin Nation branch is the branch of legends.
I appreciate that. You landed a great gig, though, man, on that branch. I'm going to tell you right now, we're big fans of Good Morning Football. I want to talk about your new show that you've got coming up here in just a second, but how proud are you guys of the success of that show since you launched it?
I mean, really proud. It's really hard to do an NFL show where you don't have four Hall of Famers and the anchor has won 12 Emmys. Introduce a new show now, and people just want to hate it. They want to rip it apart. And we had this bizarre combination of a female anchor and an ex-player and a journalist, and then me, who's just kind of a wild card weirdo who came from the jungle of all places. And it shouldn't have worked, but it did. And 2 years later, we still get up and do the show every day. So, I mean, you guys grind out in radio. You know what that's like. I'm super proud of it because this thing could have blown up in our faces.
Well, Sean mentioned Good Morning Football every Monday through Friday at 6 Central as well. Let's talk a little bit about what we've seen so far in week one, Kyle. Great to have you with us. Texans, Pats. Look, they were going up pretty much against the gold standard, right, in the NFL on the road. So I don't know how much we could have expected, but what we saw, I think, was generally a disappointment for Texans fans, both from a quarterbacking as well as head coaching standpoint. What did you take away from that one?
Well, as you guys know, today is Overreaction Tuesday, and yesterday was Overreaction Monday. And I look after – look, weird stuff happens in week one. The Patriots got destroyed last year in week one on their home field, and they still went to the Super Bowl. We just saw the Saints get their doors blown off by Ryan Fitzpatrick. And when I look at the losses in week one, there's the losses that worry me, obviously Buffalo or maybe Arizona, and then there's the losses where they don't worry me. And I can say I'm here in New York. I'm not with you guys, but the Texans lost doesn't worry me. It doesn't. They lost in Foxborough. They had the Bill Belichick had the whole offseason to get ready for Deshaun Watson. We've seen, you know, other guys who have played against the Patriots in their second year and gotten their doors blown off? Aaron Rodgers, Ben Roethlisberger, Andrew Luck. It is almost a fraternity of sorts. You go to Tennessee next week. I don't know if you're going to be playing against Blaine Gabbert, but I think I'd love it if you are. I'm not too worried about him. And I know that Bill O'Brien has his frustrations for you guys who are down there, and I can't imagine if I had to make my living in Houston and someone doesn't call a timeout on a catch that was obviously not a catch, I'd be frustrated too. But as far as Deshaun and the team, they're not a team that worries me after week one.
Kyle, of those quarterbacks, we've got a lot of good young quarterbacks in the league right now. And of the guys, I'll go back to say like 2016, and of the guys who've been picked in that, well, I'll say top 12 just because Deshaun was a 12th overall pick.
So sure.
Goff and Wentz and Trubisky, Mahomes, Deshaun, the rookies this year. If you had to pick one of those guys to be your guy going forward, who would it be?
It's a great question. And I think, listen, Wentz was the truth last year. I mean, Carson Wentz looked like the golden goose, the guy that you're going to have for the next 15 years. And I still think he is. I mean, the knee injury is a factor, and just like it is for Deshaun. But I mean, he was spectacular. I think it would be between him. The problem with Deshaun, and I'll just say this completely objectively, I just worry about him getting hurt. Mm-hmm. I've seen a million really cool, athletic quarterbacks who have great highlights. And, I mean, going way back since I was a kid, they get hurt a lot. And, you know, the Deshaun thing wasn't him doing something dumb or jumping at the goal line when he should have slid. It was a freak thing that happened. But it still happened. So I mean, if those guys seem like a great, great crop, and Goff is certainly set up for the next decade, but it's tough to pick against Carson Wentz, and I'll do it even with the knee injury because he would have won the MVP going away last year. In his second year, that's really, really rare air.
Kyle, speaking of quarterbacks, Andrew Luck's attempt at coming back on the Bengals on Sunday, undone, of course, by the late Jack Doyle fumble. But honestly, if you watch that game, I mean, it's a bit of a red flag that he had to throw the football 53 times, but he looked like he passed every test he needed to pass in terms of mobility, arm strength, the ability to take a hit. We saw in his first few years in the league how he essentially carried that franchise. Are we about to see that same Andrew Luck again this season, you think?
You know, the Colts lost in week one, but I feel like they won. I feel like that was a great, great day for the Indianapolis Colts in a game that they lost in the final minutes at home to the Bengals. I mean, that sounds terrible. But you said it. He not only took hits, he took a big shot up top that got a player ejected. He threw a terrible interception really early in the game, and then he just turned into Andrew Luck from 2013. I mean, Andrew Luck is the forgotten superstar of the league, and everybody on Twitter wants to do the jokes about the war general, and he's in a book club, and ha ha ha, he has a flip phone. And I know that he's not the coolest player, but I will still take Andrew Luck's talent set up against any quarterback in football, and that includes Cam, Rodgers, Wentz. Just purely like his physical gifts and his frame and his arm are insane. So the fact that he was back out there, I think it was good for the league. And I have to say, like, I thought that was a great weekend of football in general. After as heavy and viscous as last year was for all the reasons on and off the field and all the injuries and all the politics, that was a hell of an open weekend of football. I know it wasn't great for the Texans, but if you go all the way back to Falcons, Eagles, and you go through that ridiculous Aaron Rodgers resurrection against the Bears to last night's games, and Andrew Luck was a big part of that. The forgotten superstar of the NFL was back.
Yeah, well, forgot he's from here in Houston and he plays in the AFC South, so we remember him here for sure. No doubt about that. Kyle Brandt, Good Morning Football on the NFL Network, and we're going to talk about the Kyle Brandt Football Experience, his new show that he's debuting on Friday, in just a minute. You mentioned the Monday night games, Kyle. The John Gruden thing is just, I don't know, man. I'm just going to throw it out there. Like, how do you process this whole John Gruden experience going on right now in Oakland?
It's wild, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, it's what a game that was last night. And, you know, I remember watching it, and the Raiders go right down the field, and it's this cool Marshawn touchdown and Carr this and Carr that. And it was like Gruden had that drive scripted for the last decade. And then after that, it was like a lot of nothing. And I'm watching Goff, and he's standing there and doing whatever he wants. And you're like, God, imagine if Khalil Mack was chasing him. It's a weird thing with them, because I think of so much what the Raiders do just has nothing to do right now with Jordy Nelson or so many of those other players out there. It has everything to do with Las Vegas. I mean, they're a business whose whole business plan and future is contingent upon them moving to Las Vegas, which is insane in a lot of ways. So I don't know about you guys, but I'll bridge this to everyday life. If I have a Vegas trip on the horizon, if I'm going to Vegas this weekend, I'm terrible at work. Like, I'm thinking about it, I'm planning it, I'm neglecting all my duties at the office, I'm making decisions I wouldn't normally make, and it almost feels sort of like a meta like that, like they're actually going to Vegas and they're getting their club reservations and they're maybe shirking some of their responsibilities. I hope I'm wrong, but it just feels like I'm right.
That's tremendous.
I think you are, actually. Unbelievable. Sorry, Sean, That's something, okay. and I lost my train of thought.
What do you guys got? Let me ask me anything you want. I want to ask about
Vegas. That whole Vegas thing of yours just threw my whole train of thought off. Sorry.
They'll be staying at the Circus in no time, guys. It's Derek Carr and John Gruden pushing the beds together and doing whatever they got to do to get the team right.
Le'Veon Bell out, James Conner in. He did his he did a very good impersonation of Le'Veon Bell over the weekend. Do you think this impacts Bell's strategy at all with this whole holdout thing?
Yeah, I mean, I know that the Steelers tied, but Le'Veon Bell had a big loss on, so that was a terrible day for him. Terrible. I mean, James Conner shows up, this guy, they pluck, and not in the first round, he's from Pittsburgh, and he's great, and he runs hard. He caught the ball fine, he blocked, he ran, he did everything. I mean, I don't think the Steelers win that game if Le'Veon Bell plays. I don't. They turned it over six times. Conner was fine, and it's the lesson that takes away from all of this, if you just step back, is that if you're a dad at home and or a mom and you got a son and you want him to grow up and play football someday, have him throw passes, have him rush the passer, have him catch passes. Dads don't want their sons to grow up and be running backs anymore. It's not the time for that anymore. And James Conner was like a 30-minute, 3-hour infomercial on why they should not pay Le'Veon Bell, because he's out there producing like hell and making, I don't know, 1/18 of the salary that Le'Veon was looking for. Bad day for the Steelers, but I think an even worse day for Le'Veon.
Yeah, no question about that. All right, so the Kyle Brandt football experience starts up on Friday, 5 o'clock our time here locally, so 5 o'clock Central Time on the NFL Network. We watch plenty of Good Morning Football. What's the Kyle Brandt football experience going to be like?
It's going to be nuts. You guys are going to love it. It's a half hour. It's Friday evening, the best time of the week when the work week is over and the football's coming and you can order a pizza and crack a beer and watch this show. It is the NFL Network in all its wisdom or insanity, if you ask me, has given me a set where I'm going to be in a full control room, guys. I'm not going to be in a normal set or at a desk. Control room with 50 monitors around me and 5,000 buttons, like a mad scientist in a lab, where I can play any play from any player in NFL history. There's going to be a river of nostalgia and retro that goes through this. We'll have the best highlights from week 6, but we'll also have your favorite highlight from when you were 6 years old. And everybody who comes through will get the same question. We all love football. We're all into it. But we also have one player, one moment, or one team that made us love football. So I want to ask both of you guys, when were you hooked on the NFL? What was the player? What was the moment? Everybody's got one. What was yours?
Mine was Jack Lambert, the late 70s Steelers.
Oh, beautiful. Yep. And you would say that, and I would press a button, and we'd pull up the Jack Lambert footage, and you'd tell all me about it, and did you watch it with your whoever it was, your parents, your grandparents, your brother,
awesome.
And then we'll talk Jack Lambert and get to Steelers. Sean, what about you? What was your guy? Was your moment?
That was Sean.
That was Sean. Rich.
Oh, that was Sean. Yeah, God, you guys sound great. All right, Jack Lambert. So, Rich, who you got?
Kyle, I'm the old guy in the room. I'm going back to the Immaculate Reception. I remember like it was yesterday. Raiders, Steelers, Franco Harris. That was the moment I went, wow, this is awesome. So if you want
a
moment.
We'll play it and we'll do it. Listen, we can with a push of the button, I could have a J.J. Watt clip that we'll talk about, or I could have a Webster Slaughter clip that we'll revel about. It's going to be so fun, and I'm so excited you guys that you're asking me about it. Thank you.
Excellent Webster Slaughter pull, by the way, there, Kyle. That was strong. I'm getting like a George Michael sports machine vibe, like him sitting in that control room, but this sounds like it's going to be way more high tech than that.
I cannot tell you how accurate you are. When I was 12 years old, I loved the sports machine. That's actually one of the motivations of this. It is the George Michael sports machine meets Good Morning Football. It meets a little bit of Larry Sanders with just a touch of Tales from the Crypt. I think you guys will like it.
That's very good. Hey, how's it going with doing the Good Morning Football every day and getting ready to launch this other show?
Wow, you sound just like Mrs. Brandt. She asks me the same question all the time. My wonderful wife of 8 years, she asks, how's it going and how is it going to go when you're doing this week after week? It's cool. Listen, in the morning, the other guys I work with, Nate and Peter and Kay, we are like a Survivor Series tag team. We help each other. We make the moves work. If you want to do a suplex, Peter will take it. Those moves only work if you support each other. So we have fun every morning for 3 hours, and then on Fridays I book downtown and I do the other show and mash the buttons, and I think it's going to work. I hope it does, or I'll be playing the clip of myself sleeping on the couch.
Okay, Kyle, two things. We're going to need to get you back on. One, so we can talk about the Survivor Series that you like the most. And two, I need to talk to you about being a member of the Kyriakos family at some point. So both of
anytime you want. I'm the heir to Victor's fortune, and I think I'm the cool Kyriakos. Anytime you want, I can talk about it.
Rich is sitting over here looking at me like I have 10
heads.
Yeah,
I have no idea
now
what you're talking about.
Yeah, so who knows? Maybe we'll do a podcast or something, Kyle.
I'd love to do it.
All right, sounds good, man. Hey, good luck with the show. The show is the Kyle Brandt Football Experience. It's going to be 5 o'clock here local time in Houston on the NFL Network. And, of course, you can catch Kyle and the whole crew 6 o'clock a.m. local time here on Good Morning Football. Hey, Kyle, congrats on all the success. We'll definitely do this again soon. And best of luck launching that show on Friday, my man.
To both of you, too, thrilled to be on. You do a great show. And, Sean, we can talk Kyriakos and smack off anytime you want.
Sounds good, buddy. Really appreciate it, Kyle.
Thanks, you guys.
All right, you got it. Kyle Brandt joining us here on the NFL Network.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.